one, well, I believe for this, and I'm kind of, this thing. The history is what's more important than what's happening in a single day. And the history started right here in this city. He thought this thing. It was named Temple Number One. Peace be unto you all. As-salamu alaykum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With God's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful Redeemer. We wish of him and wish of him alone, the creator, cherisher of the world, Lord, sustainer of the life without and the life within. We praise him to worship him and associate no God with him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom was revealed the Quran, upon his heart, God says, he revealed it upon his heart, is the seal of the prophet's mission in the Old Testament and in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Properly called in Islam is the seal of the prophet, that he is the seal of the prophet and the last of the prophet, God's messenger to all the world, and his servant and a mercy, as God says in our holy book, to all the world. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and peace be upon him. We're here on this occasion to observe Savior's Day, to stay in touch with the best of our life, to stay in touch with the best of our history, It is said that a people who forget their history will have to repeat it. And we know in Islam, history is very important. And the history of Islam, if we really knew it, it would keep us strong in our hearts and keep us enthusiastic, lively for Islam and for life of a Muslim in this society. The history of Islam, I have read books on the history of Islam, and I don't see how anyone can read the history of Islam and not believe that the revelation of Quran, the book of a Muslim, and Muhammad, the recipient who received that book, is not exactly what Muslims know the Word of God to be, the Quran to be, and what we know Muhammad to be. The Word of God, the Quran, and Muhammad, the Messenger of God, and a mercy to all the world. We want to recall its history, and we hope the year has this occasion to recall our best life. Our life alone is enough to support us, to keep our spirit strong, and to keep us looking forward and making progress. Our life alone. I live with my life. I live with awareness of my life, my whole life. I don't want to forget anything great in my history. And my history began right here in this city. I was born in the year that that great man there, no exaggeration, that great man, Raymond Shirley, was a teenager and joined Long Beach Muhammad Ali Islam. I was born about that time. I was born in 1933, the last of 1933, the 10th month, October of 1933. And what can I remember of that time? Nothing. Too young. Just born. So, let's go with you. 1941. What happened, I can't recall. That's what it is at. Hardly anything. But I know what happened back then. Because it was the talk, not the time, but it was the talk of the Temple of Islam. It was the talk of my father and mother's house. I was given to say what happened, what occurred, the great things, the big things, the important things, sometimes bad things. But didn't leave sadness on us. Because even in the sad things, there was joy. Because we were victorious. We were victorious. I don't know how many of us today, I know the time is, especially the Grammy Sharif and people else like him, they're all just young. I know they know that John Muhammad, my uncle, he was transformed in the organization of Islam. And for this to be here, I know they know. They know what occurred back then. And as I said, it was a talk. It was a conversation piece. And it was a testimony on them, just all the time. They were testifying, witnessing to the great strength of that message. And the man that innovated the vision or the idea for the nation of Islam, Mr. Farah Muhammad, also called Deputy Farah, also called Wallace Farah, also called Wallace G. Now you know all that. I had another that wanted me to know that. He saw that I knew that. In fact, I got a card, postcard that she gave me right now in my possession at home. And the postcard came to her from Mr. Brown. And on one card, he just signed his name in all his feet. That's all. All his feet. That's all on the card. All his feet. One, he signed it. That's a deep draw. That's all he signed his name. But I also recall my mother having me recite from little pamphlets called Problem Books, Legacy Number One, Anger 17 Number One, All the Questions and Answers. These fucking things, actual facts, actual facts.
Yes, sir.
Problem book. Don't forget it, yes. These were the specifications that held the original teaching of nation Islam. Problem book. Actual fact. So again, something ain't actual fact. If you got something called actual fact, that tells you that something else is not actual fact. That's wrong.
Yeah.
So have these conferences.
That's right.
And even all the tribes, the tribes, so the leaders and death drugs, so these conferences, tribes were offered. There's a lot to understand. But I don't know if I am, but a few of you all, even the young ones, will see the great change here in America on this planet Earth that's coming to us. But I'm going to tell you, but I know that's coming to the age on this earth and on the land we call this America, the United States of America. So much progress for you who stay with this tradition of progress, change, evolution, birth, and rebirth. If you stay with it, there is going to be a strong and large following that's going to have institutions of learning, projects, going to have beautiful mosques, beautiful community life, with all the institutions, facilities, businesses, etc., that are expected to be in the beautiful picture of progressive society. That's coming. Nothing can stop it because God started it. God is the one who started it.
That's right.
Nothing can stop it. That's what I know.
That's right.
I could have many more friends, big friends from this part of the world. Thank you, Lord, for that time. And supporting us with that presence. Here and everywhere we go. If I would be their man and not a man for this life tradition that God started in America. You don't want me to talk about these things. Well, I know what made me. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be important to you or anybody else. I would just be an ordinary fellow coming around, working in a factory, a self-employed, having a small life. If it had not been for this for all.
That's right.
And the pioneers who embraced him and this message and accepted a new life.
Yes.
Yes. Among them, and the leader of many who stayed with it, my father, the Honorable Elijah Thomas. I see ministers of Allah Muhammad, as many of you know. I see faces out there that you mean where they are in Chicago and here too. I see faces you know me than I was. Basically, you know me perhaps before I knew myself, some of you, like Uncle John. You know me when I was a child, before I was aware of myself. Let me tell you all, it's all the conflict of interest.
Yeah.
I was told from as far back as I can remember, and they were reminding me that what was going to be sitting where, you know, the Savior gave you anything. That's what they said. You know, the Savior gave you anything. Every now and then, one would say, before you were born, you wrote your name on the wall, back to the door, in chalk. And then he told us children.
And you're being married.
maybe Irish, I'm not sure. He was red in the face, but kind of rich. Called a big guy, looked like Irish. He looked at me and he said, Delaney, I have changed my name. She was Delaney. And that's what the energy of the whole week. And I've been to get a good job that would take care of myself, surely, my wife at the time, and our first child, only child, that time late, our daughter. So I had come from my honestly going on that line, took care of really good. I could make the sacrifice, but surely wasn't prepared. I was prepared to even have one. Make the sacrifice to go survive off of what my skills. My work is to bring it as a gift. So I went to the one who was one of the kids, and the lady said, well, the woman said, what do you want? You should go to government school. So I did. So she said, what about Canadian? I said, I don't understand. She said, well, how are you going to get two problems that name? So I remember my oldest brother. They kind of knew his name changed to Ivan. Really, that was the name that he was given. So I said, I don't know how I look so funny about that. His sister Quran called my brother Ivan. He didn't call him Emmanuel. But he called him Emmanuel. And it was written. His name, he wrote his name on Emmanuel Muhammad. No matter who the name was, in the temple of Islam, right here in Detroit, the Quran, when he was registered you are as a member, he would write your name again. He would let you keep all your names, or maybe come back all the names. But he would write and approve that name. And no point if something would add to your name. You would give it a last name, like a Muslim name, Muhammad or something. So anyway, he was the Emmanuel Muhammad. But when you look at the car, where his name was, I thought he was in a little car. I was given a car. So I was born in the year 1933. And really, Mr. Salam left Detroit when she traveled. And my mother was still, my mother had 8 years. So I'm 10 years. I never saw him, you know. But I learned much later that I'm going to say, yes, you have a car. The lady lives on a car. And she showed it to me, Dad. My name was Bobby Mom. On the car. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you all remember those cars? I know I got some back here. Yeah, ID card. ID card. I'm going to get back to where I am in this presentation. But let me say something about this car that we also should recall. It's a car that is in the history of our life in transition.
Yes.
Or in progress. This car says, the bearer of this car is a righteous man. If you find him otherwise,
right. Take
the car and punch the dead bearer. Now, here is Mr. Ferrara. Telling us to separate ourselves. Okay, like John the Baptist. Announcing the pending doom of the wicked world. And here he is telling us to separate from the world of the devil and authorizing the devil to punish us and kill us if he has the wrong. That's coming. Yes, sir. We still have some little cars around.
Yes.
You know, we owe it to generations to come of our own people, and we owe it to this world. We owe it to the world of Muslims. We owe it to the world of non-Muslims. We owe it to the government of the United States of America to write this history as best we can. Because we're not only assigned, as others are saying, it's not just me and not just us. We're not only assigned to our own people, which I know we are. We're assigned to all African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But we assign to this, we are assigned to the international Ummah, the international nation of Islam. We assign to them to call the Ummah. We assign to that great international community. Assigned from God. We are surely, definitely assigned to the learning and the wisdom of the world. In the wisdom of the world. Some of you understand what I'm saying. Some of you understand a little bit. Most of you understand a little bit. But that little bit can thank you. But some of you understand exactly what I'm saying. We're assigned to the Lord of the world. And we're assigned to the government of the world.
That's right.
What about it? That God is present today as much as he's ever been, and God is working in man's life today as he worked in man's life before the time of Moses, and before Moses, and after Moses. Yes, and the presence of God. So what are you trying to say about yourself? Nothing. I'm trying to say a lot about the presence and power of God. Praise you, Lord. Be thankful. Be thankful. I'm not a prophet. Listen to all, let the people call him a prophet. Listen to Ron, let a few call him Savior. He let even a few call him God in the person. But the many, he didn't let them know that. The many knew him only as Professor Quran, their teacher, and as a prophet. And they called him a prophet. How do I know these things? My mother and I was being put out of the nation of Islam for the second time by my father. It ain't funny. We have to change your name to get a job. It ain't funny. No word in the world. The only word in the temple of Islam. Working for one of the businesses or something. No work in this field. You can't get a job. Your education is not accepted. I had an approval from the University of Islam High School. University of Islam High School. And I took that with me looking for a job. They looked at it and said, "Fuck." They didn't even say that. I'm leaving the house, all right? And going out of the house, my mother knew. My father had warned me, too. My father loved him. And I loved him. I loved him. And he loved him. So, he was going to be out of the house and that day, executor. That the executor walked me, make sure I got out of the house of the door. So, it was such a special day. And then my mother goes to the door. And he was so kind. He didn't even want to be at my bathroom door. He let my mother go to the door. My mother went to the door with me, and as I walked out the door, she stepped outside, too, a little bit outside. She said, "Mom, please, go back in there and tell your father you're sorry." And she said, "You don't have to excuse." I said, "Mom, what did Mr. Farrar tell you he feel he was?" Her face changed. And like the weight of the whole world dropped on her. And she looked at me and she said, "Well, he goes not even call him prophet. The prophet was too big of a name. I don't know that. I didn't know that.
You were telling me something I didn't know.
Okay, I'm giving it. But now I'm surprised and upset. This is the same as her. I said, well, how can you ask me to go back in there and assist a dad, a tell dad that I believe he's God? And he's so wrong, but it was too big a battle. And she had nothing to say to me. And both of us were hurt. Her deep is.